Hello, everyone. This is Erin again, and I'd like to make a complaint. What is that Monty Python skit? I want to make a complaint! It's the pet shop when there's, like, this dead parrot. Register a complaint. That's what it is. I'd like to register a complaint. Twitter for the PC. A lot of Twitter clients are not working. This is as of October 26, 2012. You can receive tweets with them, but you cannot send tweets. Reply to mentions, send direct messages, send regular old tweets. If you're blind, this goes for things like Twitter, Twitmonger, The Cube. But I think other clients are working, such as those that use the command line, and those that, of course, you can go on the web and go to the Twitter website, the mobile Twitter website, things like EasyChirp, which are web-based. If you're blind, that's a good one to use. And a lot of the mobile applications seem to be working. Tweetlist, Echofon, I'm using Echofon. The Twitter mobile app seems to be working, although I think that's a piece of crap, and I just don't ever bother with it. So, what happens when you try to send tweets? When you use things like The Cube, and Twitmonger just plain crashed on me, so I don't know exactly how it works with that. But if you use things like The Cube or Twitter, you will get an error 411. And this is not on Twitter's website in their error codes, so they need to update that, because that's missing. You got 401, 402, 403, 406, 420-something. It skips a whole bunch there. And so I'm sure they'll get this fixed. Meanwhile, you're stuck with the Twitter website. Stuff like Tween that I don't know much about that I guess uses the command line. That's accessible for the visually impaired. If you're not visually impaired, it's the Twitter website, mobile apps. And it just will be a matter of time before Twitter forces us to use the web no matter what. This is what I believe. It has nothing to do with accessibility. It has a lot to do with clients, API clients for the PC. And I think Twitter Incorporated is just trying to get us to use the website because API clients are becoming so prevalent, their website gets fewer and fewer hits. I think they're pretty upset about that. These clients will be fixed soon, folks. I know it's probably something really simple, and they'll correct it, and we'll be back to normal. It may take a few days, but we'll be back to normal. Needless to say, those of us who do internet radio and depend on Twitter, like those of us who broadcast on Mushroom FM, for example, will need to come up with innovative ways to keep track of our listeners' tweets and or not use Twitter. So that's kind of a peeve of mine, and but it's okay. It'll work out. And I just wanted you all to know that it's not just you, it's everybody, pretty much a lot of people with PC API clients, and hopefully it'll get fixed soon. Bye!